they came out flame throwing, man. I mean, they just couldn't miss. But I mean, last year we went through the same thing. I mean, the first half, Russ Smith was unstoppable. I mean, he ended up with 22 in the first half. So I mean, it's not like we haven't seen that before. It's just, I mean, we just had to keep fighting it out, which we did, and we got the win. I mean, it's really big, just because, I mean, we've been practicing it. I mean, we just know, like, one of these times we're going to get it. Like, last game wasn't meant for us to win that game, I guess. I mean, they played a lot harder than we did, and we looked at the film, and they made a lot more plays than we did. So, I mean, it really wasn't meant for us to win. And tonight, we grinded it out. We didn't start the second half off well, but, I mean, we finished the end of the half.
What's the feeling on Blackshear's corner three, and then they get the rebound and get a shot up?
Oh, man. When he shot it, I was like, please, like, just go over the rim or something. I mean, just miss it. And he missed it. So by the time the other guy got the rebound, the clock had already expired. So, I mean, it was just a surreal feeling. I'm just glad we got the win.
Is that why you get to punch the ball about five rows deep?
After I saw the buzzer already off and they already waved off, I just hit it. I was like, you know what? There's no chance they're going to, like, get it in the basket. So I just threw it.
You see about Marcus's toughness. He had that foot injury and came back in. It was clearly bothering him, but he hit the three to get you guys going a little bit, and then he hit, of course, the runner to win it.
Well, I mean, like I said, Marcus is a very tough player, and I mean, he's been dealing with a foot problem all week over the last couple games, and I mean, it's just, he tweaked his ankle a little bit, but I mean, he really fought through it. He got his ankle taped right back again, and just came back out there and fought and was able to hit that last shot.
How would it have been more deflating than this is big had you guys not won, had that last shot thrown in?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it, because I mean, we got the wins, because that's all that matters right now. I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to think about it that way.
Just one play. It's amazing.
It came down to one play last game. We didn't make that play, so we made it today, and we got the win.
Can you take the basket you had there late? It seemed like four guys came down from a little double Marcus, and he, you know, didn't look like he was going to be able to find you. You know, can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, that's the one thing we always practice. When the guard goes baseline, the big's supposed to open up and get the point guard or whoever's driving an option, and the other guy's supposed to fill down to the corner. I mean, obviously, like you said, there were like four people around him, and I just happened to be right in front of him, and he just dumped it off to him, and I was able to hit it.
Coming off the game against Notre Dame, you probably didn't have your best game, but tonight you responded big time against Harrell, kind of on both ends. Can you talk about how your kind of mindset was coming into this one?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to be that big-time player that coach has been trying to get out of me for the past 2 years. And I mean, I just wanted to be able to go out there and help my team be successful and just be able to go out there and help us win. So, I mean, that's just what I had to go out there and do. I went out there with the mindset of just forget last game. I mean, you can't really change anything about it. Just have to go out there and be ready for the night, because, I mean, this is a really big game for us. It's the biggest game of the season right now until the next one. So, I mean, just have to be ready for that one.
Can you talk about how much of a challenge it was going up against a player like Harrell and kind of how you were able to kind of answer that challenge?
Well, he's a very good offensive rebounder, and I mean, just got to try and box him out. I mean, he has very, very long arms, very athletic. And, I mean, he's preseason first team All-American, so I mean, he lives up to it. It's just, you just got to be willing to play harder than him, and I mean, that's what I try to do tonight.
It seemed like you got off to a really big start early. How important was it for you to kind of get going on the right foot?
Well, I mean, it's just big. Just in a standpoint that I didn't do as well last game, and I just wanted to be able to come out and just try and help a little bit somehow during this game. So, I mean, I just happened to be open, got the first dunk of the game. So, I mean, it's just big. I mean, it was really a momentum builder for us, and I mean, we started to feed off of it.
Was there an emphasis in trying to stay in front of Harrell or in front of him to deny the ball as opposed to trying to wall him up?
They just said he's more of a screener. I mean, he can post up, but he got it down there maybe twice. So, I mean, he's more of a – he plays more out there on the court trying to set screens for the guards like Rozier and Chris Jones. So, I mean, he's trying to do a good job of getting out there and doing that, trying to get them open. I mean, those guys were out there shooting the light out of it. So, I mean, just trying to do what I need to do.
Speaking of when they hit that shot.